This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of people gathered for Black Lives Matter rallies in marches Saturday night in Portland, Oregon, as often violent nightly demonstrations that have happened for 100 days showed no signs of easing. Molotov cocktails were thrown in the street during a march, sparking a large fire and prompting police to declare a riot. Police say at least one community member was injured. Protesters have gathered around sunset Saturday at a grassy park in the city. Wooden shields were placed on the grass for protesters to use as protection. Demonstrations in Portland started in late May after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, which sparked international protest. New York's attorney general has moved to form a grand jury to investigate the death of Daniel Prude. Prude was a black man who died after being hooded and held down by Rochester police earlier this year. His death has sparked nightly protests and calls for police reform. The attorney general said Saturday that the grand jury will be part of an exhaustive investigation. His death after his brother called for help for his erratic behavior in March has roiled New York's third largest city since video of the encounter was made public earlier in the week. Protesters are demanding more accountability and legislation to change how authorities respond to mental health investigations. Justice Department prosecutors have urged a federal appeals court to uphold a prison sentence of more than 13 years for a former Coast Guard officer accused of plotting a terrorist attack inspired by infamous mass murderers and far-right extremists. The argument from federal prosecutors in Maryland came in a court filing Friday, months after attorneys for Christopher Hassan asked for the appeals court to let him withdraw his guilty plea or else the